Welcome to the Gift of Giving Life podcast, where we talk about the spirituality of pregnancy and birth. All types of birth can be spiritual, and I'm happy to spend some episodes focusing on cesarean births. Be sure to check out the first episode of this season, where I share an excerpt from the book entitled Tips to Create a Sacred Cesarean. I'll put a link to that episode in the show notes. I am excited to share this excerpt from the book of The Gift of Giving Life. It is the section called Creating a Sacred Cesarean, and it's written by me. I had a cesarean with my first. I am passionate about sharing all types of birth experiences and letting moms know that all types of birth can be spiritual and are spiritual. So these are the tips I share to create a sacred cesarean. Before birth, if this is a planned cesarean, here are some ideas. Mentally preparing for cesarean is important. It takes as much mental preparation for a positive cesarean as for a positive unmedicated birth. It requires a huge mind shift and focus. Having a doula, a woman trained to help and advocate for women through childbirth, can greatly improve a woman's experience. However, moms need to research their hospital policies about doulas and cesarean sections. I'd like to add that some do allow doulas in the operating room, but often you're only allowed one support person in the operating room. When my clients have needed cesareans, I tend to wait in the recovery room for the moms. Finding a good match in a care provider and hospital is important. For example, in some hospitals, the standard C-section has a 3-hour separation of mom and baby following the birth, and the baby is given glucose water and formula from a bottle. Contrast this with a hospital where mom and baby are able to recover in the same room with skin-to-skin contact. Moms should not be afraid to change doctors or hospitals if their desires are not supported. This is very important if you're having a planned cesarean. Check with the hospitals and what their policies are. This is even maybe good if you're not planning a cesarean, but are having a hospital birth. What are their policies in case a cesarean is needed? Having a mother blessing with loved ones can bolster a mom's spirit and surround her with love and joy as she prepares for her baby's birth. And I'll link to a great resource for that below. Allowing labor to start on its own sometimes is an option for planned cesareans. This allows the baby to get the hormonal and squeezing benefits of labor. Now, some tips for any cesarean, planned or unexpected. Remember that giving birth by cesarean is a selfless sacrifice. A mother having a cesarean is offering her body in behalf of another as she willingly undergoes surgery for her baby. Pondering this truth can connect her with her Savior and give her unique insights into His sacrifice. This will also help her prepare for many more sacrifices she will make for her children as the years go by. Blessings and prayer can be used to help mom and dad feel more comfortable and confident in their cesarean decision. Having a prayer or blessing prior to the birth, specifically praying that the surgery will go well and healing will go well, and for a spirit of peace. During birth, here are some physical things to consider or research if planning a cesarean birth. Double suture of incision. This can help with healing and increase options for VBAC in the future. Incision type. Depending on the circumstances, a bikini line incision is preferable. No narcotics given to mom. This can help the mom to be more aware. The mom will still have an epidural, but not given other pain relief that might affect her mentally or emotionally. You can also ask that your arms not be tied down. You can request that the uterus remains in the body. In some hospitals, often in teaching hospitals, during the repair, they will flip the uterus out of the abdominal cavity to inspect it, massage it, or just to give the interns a tour around her body cavity. This is typically unnecessary and can make a mom's recovery much longer and more difficult. When discussing an imminent or likely C-section, a mother can state that she strongly desires for her uterus to remain in her abdominal cavity and for her organs to be handled or moved around as minimally as possible. If bright lights are bothersome to a mom, bringing sunglasses into surgery may be helpful. Spiritual and emotional things to take into account when planning or having a cesarean. In a recent ICANN meeting, which stands for International Caesarean Awareness Network, I was thrilled to hear from two trailblazing doctors who are offering gentle cesareans. These are examples of some of the things discussed. Soft music and aromatherapy being allowed. Doulas allowed in addition to a husband support. Mom can be elevated a bit and the curtain lowered to see the baby come out. Baby can be given time to acclimate to the outside by being brought out gently and gradually, allowing for a gentle squeeze, which also helps to clear the baby's lungs. Clamping and cutting the cord can be delayed. The baby, if vigorous and doing well, can be brought skin to skin on mom with all assessments done there. Breastfeeding can be initiated right in the OR. No casual chit-chat among the surgical team. All focus should be on the family. Communicating with the mom about what is happening during the surgery. Allowing photographs and videos to be taken. Utilizing relaxation or hypnosis techniques to stay calm. Immediately after birth. Immediate skin-to-skin contact after birth is ideal. As a doula, I've had a couple of clients who are able to hold their baby's skin-to-skin in the operating room. One of the hospitals I go to has a standard procedure of putting baby skin-to-skin with the dad in the OR. Dad removes his shirt and puts on a hospital gown open in the front in order to receive the baby. I still think going to the mom is best, but it would be good to offer the family a choice, and perhaps to encourage the shirt-off preparation for the partner in case the mother doesn't feel up to having the baby while the surgery is still in progress. If skin-to-skin contact is not possible, a mom can request to see the baby as soon as possible and that the baby be within her sight while they do the assessments. A mom may want to request a chance to kiss her baby, nuzzle her cheek to cheek, and sniff the top of the baby's head. This is a major hormone release spot, and a newborn baby has a unique smell that fades if they bathe the baby. This smell can aid in the bonding process. All this is best done as soon as possible, even while mom is still in surgery. If baby has to go to the nursery, dad can accompany the baby and stay with the baby for as long as the mother desires, making sure that the baby is in an incubator with hands-in access or even allowed skin-to-skin time with dad if possible. If separation is necessary and dad goes with the baby, a doula or loving family member is a wonderful help so that mom doesn't have to recover alone. Postpartum recovery. Post-cesarean, I encourage family members to stay with mom on a rotation so that she can have the baby with her at all times and facilitate breastfeeding. One family negotiated with hospital staff to allow someone to be with her all night too so that she could still have the baby rooming in. Cesarean mothers also need more long-term help and support in the first month of their baby's life. Creating a schedule of postpartum helpers, childcare, and meals can allow mom to focus on bonding, breastfeeding, and healing. If the cesarean was a change of plans or happened under emergency circumstances, having a completely non-judgmental support network around the mother at this time can help turn a less than ideal situation into a more sacred event. Having someone to talk to about the event that can hold space for the mom is very important and very helpful. And this has to be done by someone who can be completely non-judgmental. And really, sometimes it's better to get an outside person to do this for the mom. Keeping a mental record of and/or writing down all of the events leading up to the cesarean can make understanding and coping with it afterwards so much easier. Asking for input from others who were there and getting hospital records can also help a woman understand things better. A cesarean birth is not a failure. However, should a woman ever feel that way, she is not alone. There are many women who have been through what she has, including myself, and it will be of great benefit if she will seek someone supportive to talk to. And I do have a free online class on healing from a traumatic birth, so if you are still struggling with a cesarean that you may have had, please see the show notes to find a link to that class. I hope that these tips have helped. And that if you end up needing a cesarean or are planning a cesarean, that you are able to have the best one possible. Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that, as well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com. Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.